The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the place of honor at the table. He said, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, 'Give your place to this man.' And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take a lower place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, 'My friend, move up to a higher position.' Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Some people are in love with money. To acquire wealth and things, they'll do almost anything. They've made wealth or money their god. It's the center of their lives. Other people love power. To attain and keep it, they'll do almost anything. They've made power their god, the center of their concern. Other people love pleasure, the pleasures of the body. To get it in its various forms, they're willing to do all kinds of things because it's their god. These are all classic alternatives to the true God, to the true good, which is God. We hear the command echoed over and over again in the Bible: "You shall worship the Lord your God. Him alone shall you serve." What it means is that there should be nothing other than God at the center of your life. But when we allow these other things to take central concern, they become idols. There is one more classical way that human beings allow something to take over the place of God, and that's honor. Some people could really care less about money. They're just not into wealth. They could care less about power. Power is not their thing. They could care less about pleasure. In fact, they're willing to give up all kinds of pleasure. But what they want, what they're hungry for, the center of their life is honor. To be admired. To be the center of attention. To be in the spotlight, everyone looking at them. For some people, this is intoxicating. They'll do almost anything to get it. Look at many of the reality TV stars. Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, or many sports figures, politicians. Sometimes you can see it in their eyes, this hunger to be noticed. Now, why is the love of honor so bad for us? Well, first, if we've made it into God, then it throws everything else off. But more in detail, think of this. For those who are addicted to it, their lives are utterly in the control of other people. To be in love with honor is to be almost completely unfree, because your joy depends upon the fickle, fleeting approval of the crowd. You can't determine your own life. You could be achieving the best things, but if the crowd doesn't like you, you're not happy. You could be doing the worst things that are damaging to you and others, but if the crowd likes you, hey, everything's all right. The point is, you are utterly in their hands, under their control. And let's be honest, is the crowd very good at honoring the right people? Not in my estimation. The people who are truly good, truly righteous, truly full of love and truth and devotion, those people are often ignored by the crowd. The truth is that most of us have struggled with this issue at some point in our lives, some more than others. So what do we do when this happens? Well, the readings today guide us. From the book of Sirach, we are told to conduct our affairs with humility. And that word is so important, humility. St. Augustine once was asked, what are the three most important things in the spiritual life? And he answered, humility, humility, and humility. The word comes from the word humus, meaning the earth. To be humble is to be grounded, to be connected with reality. To live humbly is not to live in some kind of exaggerated false humility where I downgrade all my real talents and accomplishments. It means to live close to the substance of things, close to the truth of things. To be an earthly, substantive person, that's what it means to be humble. Humility reminds us that we are seen through God's eyes as equal in value, and that God has given to each of us different legitimate talents and abilities, all of which are needed for the world to become the place that it's supposed to be. Sirach says, forget this whipped cream of glory, this decorative stuff that's not very good for you, and live in touch with the simple reality of things. That's humility. The author of Sirach knows that the greater you are in the eyes of the world, the more you will be tempted toward honor as idolatry. So what do you do? Well, he suggests that you bend the stick back the other way. In other words, the more admired you are, the more humbled you should be. And then we have Jesus talk about the same thing in the gospel. He suggests, in line with what Sirach tells us, that we should go sit in the lowest place at a party in an attempt to not be noticed, so that the temptation toward honor be thwarted. This story is so true and contemporary. I've seen it in so many settings. It happens in board meetings, cocktail parties, public gatherings, and yes, even sometimes at the meetings of Catholic hierarchy. It happens there too. Rare is the person who is as awkward as the person in this story, who simply goes directly to the highest place of honor. Instead, people who are in love with honor will jockey for position with all their subtle games they have learned over a lifetime, so that the most important people will notice them, so that they might be admired by the crowd. Jesus says, do just the opposite, especially if you have this problem. Bend the stick the other way. Move in the opposite direction. Jockey instead not to be noticed. That way you begin to wrest your soul from the grip of this addiction. When we are free from this addiction, now we can live not in this imaginary, insubstantial world of honor and fame, with the fickle approval of the crowd. Now we can live in the truth of things, in the true reality of things, as loved by God just for who we are.